Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 234 for Wednesday, January 21st. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market ended stronger on Wednesday as a sudden drop in the Canadian dollar earlier today sent canola values higher. The Bank of Canada's decision to cut the key interest rate by a quarter percentage point shocked investors who widely expected the rate to stay at 1%. The Canadian dollar was trading below 81 U.S. cents, having lost nearly 2 cents since the start of the day. Canola was up $2 to $3, with the most active March contract up $3.10 at $458.80 per ton. Northern areas of South America are turning hotter and drier, which is expected to be a negative influence on the soybean crop down there as it enters the critical pod-setting stage. Commercial interest remained steady on the day. However, the vegetable oil market was under pressure this morning, with Malaysian palm oil and soy oil both lower. Overbought sentiment and taking at the highs tempered the upside. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were mostly higher, with the March contract up a cent at $9.83 per bushel. Traders went bargain hunting as worries about U.S. exports temporarily pushed values to a three-month low. Soy meal received a boost as domestic livestock producers picked up supplies on the cash market. The USDA reported a sale of 176,000 soybeans to China, which was good news to exporters worried about reports that the Chinese economy is softening. Corn fell 2 cents lower, with the most active March contract checking in at $3.87 a bushel. Favorable weather in South America boosted the outlook for that crop. Ukraine has been offering corn on the international market at much cheaper prices than the U.S. The outlook for ethanol remains bearish due to the cheap price of gasoline. Wheat was higher for much of the session before profit-taking at the end ultimately put values a cent below unchanged, with the March contract in Chicago down 1 cent at $5.36 per bushel. Large stockpiles of wheat on the open market were bearish, along with the strength of the U.S. dollar, which has made international sales difficult for U.S. exporters. Fighting in the eastern part of Ukraine also cast doubt over the reliability of supplies coming from the Black Sea region. However, reports of dryness in the U.S. Great Plains limited the losses as speculation started that a lack of moisture could damage the crop. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, January 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.